From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Stock prices are falling sharply again today as investors become increasingly nervous about the debt problems in the Emirate of Dubai. The Emirate is seeking payment delays on the multi-billion dollar debt of Dubai World, its huge real estate and development conglomerate. Japan's Nikkei average closed at a four-month low. European markets are down in early trading. U.S. stock markets will close early this afternoon in a short post-Thanksgiving session. This is Black Friday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year, and the day many businesses hope will put them into the black, into the profit column. Many stores are already open to let in dedicated holiday shoppers looking for bargains. Danielle Carson reports.
Retailers are pumped up today, as they should be. The Black Friday weekend is a crucial barometer for the all-important holiday shopping season, when they ring up about 10% of their holiday sales.
It really does set the tone for where the consumer's pocketbook is, how the retailers are going to fare. It really is almost like a shopping sport.
Marshall Cohen is a retail analyst with the MPD Group. He says last year, retailers cut prices so deeply, profits evaporated and holiday sales plunged 4%. But they should do pretty well this holiday season, although Cohen says people's shopping lists will be shorter.
The place where the consumer is really throttling back is on self-purchases. They're not buying as many things for themselves while they were shopping for others.
A retail forward survey says about 45% of shoppers plan to spend less on gifts this year. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Another holiday tradition will play out in Washington today, the delivery of the official White House Christmas tree. Here's NPR's Don Gagne with more.
Every year, the White House is decked out in spectacular fashion for the holidays, and the centerpiece of the Executive Mansion's decorations is the tree that stands from floor to very high ceiling in the oval-shaped Blue Room on the first floor. This year's tree is an 18.5-foot Douglas fir that was grown in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. It will be carried on a horse-drawn carriage and is scheduled to arrive at the front door of the White House under the North Portico at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. First Lady Michelle Obama will be there to receive it. The decorative theme for the tree will be American landmarks. Last year's tree featured ornaments from artists representing all 50 states. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.
Space Shuttle Atlantis is heading for a landing at Cape Canaveral in Florida. So far, the weather appears good for the landing, which is scheduled for 9:44 a.m. Eastern Time. Atlantis and its crew were at the International Space Station for a week, delivering parts and doing some repair and installation work. One astronaut who was at the space station for 3 months is returning with the shuttle's crew. Oil prices have been falling today. They were near $74 per barrel in Asia. This is NPR News. Judges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague are considering whether to open an investigation into possible crimes against humanity in Kenya. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
A United Nations report this week on militia activity in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo names several companies that benefit directly from militia fighting in the region. The militias fight one another. They fight the government and civilians for control over Eastern Congo's mines. And the militias trade gold, tin, cassiterite, and other minerals to companies that trade on the world market. A group of experts writing for the UN names Thailand Smelting and Refining Company, which is part of a British metals group called AMC, and Malaysian Smelting Corporation as two of many outfits that trade in illegal minerals. The watchdog group Global Witness is calling for UN member states to freeze the assets of these companies and others and to issue travel bans on some of Congo's top individual exporters. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
The Norwegian committee that awards the Nobel Peace Prize says it believes Iranian prize winner Shireen Ebadi's claim that Iranian authorities have confiscated her prize. The human rights lawyer claims Iranian security personnel took the medal and prize document from a safe deposit box in another signal that dissent will not be tolerated. Ebadi won the prize in 2003 for efforts to promote democracy. The Norwegian government is calling the confiscation a shocking first in the 108-year history of the prize. Ebadi, who is currently in Spain, says the Iranian government is also demanding hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes on the prize money, which she says is tax-exempt. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.